episode 544. Go for it.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, sweet sisters. How are my women of impact? Oh my goodness, you're looking mighty fine. You got a good drink because you know what? It's really hot here. Our heat index is well into the hundreds, and we've got a heat warning out. What's going on with you? Are you like just totally steaming up your own house? You are steaming up the world because you are a woman of impact. You are bringing it on in. Or maybe you're like, oh, it's just another day, Christiane. It's been a long day and I'm here for some, I need some girl time. I'm so glad you're here because I need some girl time too. We need our time together. And if you haven't had the opportunity, come on in to our Facebook group. It's a private group. It's closed. However, anybody can join. All you have to do is click on the link. And if you want to search for it, go to facebook.com/groups/ The Women of Impact. And so, yes, request to join so I can see you there. I want to chat with you. And we've got some great women in there, and there's nothing like coming together. We need to support each other. We're better together. And when we do feel kind of down and out, then we can find that inspiration with one another. And today is inspiration day. It's motivation time. Go for it. Greatness happens when you go for it. Not a go for it, but a go for it. I gotta laugh a little bit, right? Because you could be a gopher too. And those gophers like to go for it. But we need to go for it. There are so many things in our lives that as a female, we put on the back burner. Why? Because we're what? A mommy. Why? We're a wife. Why? Well, we have to be an employee because we're not doing our full business like we really want to be doing it. And oh, wait. Well, yeah, we are trying to build a business. So we're a mompreneur, an entrepreneur, and we're working hard, but we're not quite where we need to be. And with the ups and downs, and then we turn on the TV or we look at our social media or a newspaper comes in or then there's the bills and we're like, oh my gosh, where is the hope? And we do wonder where it is because we're worried about taking care of everybody else and we are literally drenched in everybody else's stuff that we don't even have enough to take care of ourselves because we're swimming with everybody else. And then what's left for us is, well, we're just kind of tossed to the side, wet towel, because everybody's been dripping on us, but we don't have anybody to drip on. That's not living life to its fullest. That's not enjoying what God intended for your life to be. You were created on purpose for purpose. Go for it. What are you waiting for? Greatness happens when you go for it. Don't back down. Press in. Be bold in each step that you take. Anything I've done and viewed as an accomplishment in my life, I kind of consider them like, the Grammy of life. It took work and it was, really me being me, being who I was as a person, paying attention to my gut. Oh, you know what I'm talking about, right? That instinct that keeps coming back and, oh yeah. And then what did you do? You went for it. Go for it. Go for it. I can remember when I was just a wee little thing and probably one of my biggest Grammys of life. There's a lot of them. I'll share a couple here with you. But one of my biggest ones that I loved when I was really, really little is after school every day, I would go to my first grade teacher's class, Mrs. Hedges, and I would go to her room and I would so look forward to cleaning it up for her. I would organize the desks that all the children had sat in that day. I would pick up any extra pencils or Crayolas that may have been left. Now, she was a very, very neat, very disciplined teacher. I loved Mrs. Hedges. She truly, truly is one of those women that impacted my life and still does today. Rest in peace, Mrs. Hedges. I love you. It was something, though, that in my little times as just an elementary kid that it was like the best thing I could do is my Grammy of life. It was my way to give back. And some people are like, why do you go do that? Because it makes her smile. It makes me feel good. And she never asked me to do it. I just wanted to one day. And I went up to her and said, you know, Mrs. Hedges, can I come in and help clean your classroom? Can I help you? She had this awesome stage. And on the stage, there were things like, I know this is really dating back, but we had a kitchen with the refrigerator and the stove. And we had the little sink. We had a shopping cart. We had dishes. We also would have like a dining room table. There'd be a couch and chairs, a reading area. This was all on her stage. This was removed from the classroom. It was so awesome. And for me to go in and spend 30 to 45 minutes after school every single day to clean her classroom gave me so much joy. It was one of my Grammys in life. But you see, I had to go for it. It wasn't asked of me to do it. In fact, all my friends were like, why don't you come over and just play with us? Why can't we just go to the park? You know, because way back then, we would go anywhere. We walked all over town, from the railroad tracks down to the river. Nowadays, I mean, I know you're cringing going, I wouldn't even let my children do that. I know, me too. But way back then, we could do those things. Go for it. A couple other of my Grammys of life are my children. I love my kiddos. And, you know, as much as I look at how much weight I gained throughout my pregnancies and how difficult weight has been my entire life, I am so blessed that I was able to give them life. 5 beautiful, healthy babies. And I praise the Lord every single day. They're my Grammys of life. I look at my husband. He's a Grammy in my life. He really is. And the children, as we have conversations once in a while, they tease him from our old dating pictures. And because, you know, he had this spiked hair and large, really large nerd-like glasses. and they were really big. But I saw beyond all of that. I saw and felt his heart. And when we went through our tornado about 6 years ago, and he told me he had fallen out of love, my heart was more than crushed. I mean, my life stopped. And there's never been such a feeling of having like an outer body experience. Seeing your life happen before you, knowing that you're a part of it, but you're not a part of it. And I remember looking in the mirror, not even 24 hours. It was probably, I kid you not, it was probably more like 3 or 4 hours after he made that statement and we had a discussion. And I said, what do you have to lose? Go for it. Go for it. I fought for who I was and who God was grooming me to be. It was me. It was becoming my best selfie. Greatness happens when you go for it. What are you waiting for? You can make up excuses for not doing something, but what will bother you later? You not getting exactly where you thought you were going, or being stuck where you are right now and not moving forward? Go for it. Throw all the excuses away. Bury the what ifs and go for it. Be a woman of impact. When I set out to become my best selfie and I set out to fight for my husband, our marriage, our family, for me, who I was, everyone else had already given up hope. They figured it would end in divorce. I mean, I would have people come up to me and say, you know what, Christiane, I don't know what's going on, but guess what? It's okay if you don't want to fight anymore. It's all right. Don't worry about it. I refused to give up. And not knowing the outcome, I had complete confidence that God's plan would be revealed. He would prepare my heart no matter what was going to come. I would be prepared because he was preparing the way for me. So I didn't think about the excuses. I didn't wonder about all those what ifs, or maybe I should have done this previous. It was all about being present in the moment. I did what was right for me. I shut down the whispers in the dark and focused on what I could control. Me. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. What are you waiting for? Don't stop today. It's one step to miles of greatness, and that greatness happens when you go for it. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.